Good morning, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Community Conversations, now airing sometimes as our former morning show. Welcoming to our recording today, myself, Phil Huff, one of the hosts, and Julie Calamine, our co-host. Good morning, Julie.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. I'm chasing the weather up and down and around about. We had an event on Saturday that was iffy in the morning, but the rain abated. We had a wonderful evening and a great Sunday, perfect weather, and then chased some clouds up and down Mikinik Trail on Monday on my day off.
Well, what a great day for you. And Phil, I was just on Mikinik today, and it is really looking good. It's a good-looking trail.
It's looking good, but it's kind of frightening. At early June, you expect a few patches of snow or at least a little remaining mud puddle or something, and it was bone dry.
Yes, very dry. Not even any seasonal water passing over the trail. So that is a little bit of a concern, but it was sure easy walking. So I'll say I appreciate it.
But it was clear. It's obvious that the efforts of Idaho Trails Association on National Trails Day managed to keep open a really nice trail. And that's a segue into one of our topics today, which we're going to be talking about.
Yes, it is. Our topic today is Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness summer programs and activities. And we're going to meet some new folks. Well, at least one new folk here at Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. And I'm just going to go ahead and introduce you. Our first guest today is Amy Pearson. Hello, Amy. You're Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, the new Northwest Montana coordinator. Hello.
Hello, Julie. Nice to be here and to meet you.
Yes, welcome to KRFY Remote Radio. And a second guest this morning today is Henry Jordan, whom I've met before, both via radio and also out on Idaho Trails Association project days. And Henry, you are the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness Summer Programs Coordinator. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, good morning, Julie. Thank you so much for having us both on today.
Yeah, nice to see you. So we've got lots of topics to talk about because there's lots happening at Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness this summer, but let's start with some general introductions. I'd like for you to tell us what you do and a bit about your backgrounds. And Phil, shall we ask Amy first? She's the new person.
Let's let Amy take a pretty deep dive on this because Amy's new to the organization and new to Northwest Montana, but not new to Montana. And so that'll set her up to talk about a little bit of her life's history and trajectory. How did you come to find yourself living in Northwest Montana working for Wilderness, Amy?
Yeah, thanks so much for that nice introduction. I am from Montana. I grew up on the plains of Montana. My family has ranch and farming background roots, and I am actually a fifth generation. So my family has been in the state for quite some time. And let's see, I've been involved in Wilderness throughout my life in different ways. Most recently, I lived in the Flathead Valley in Montana. And I worked for I was a volunteer for the Montana Wilderness Association there. And so was working on Wilderness in that way. And I've worked for the Park Service in Glacier National Park. I've worked for the Forest Service in Montana as a fire lookout. And I am so excited now to be working specifically on wilderness initiatives, specifically to get Scotchman as Wilderness to combine Idaho and Montana's efforts. So very excited to be here.
Well, we're all excited to have you. So welcome.
Thanks.
Henry, why don't you give us a thumbnail's description of what brought you to Northwest Montana? We have another native Montanian.
Yeah, so I actually grew up about 20 minutes away from where Amy did as well. We didn't know each other, and we just met for the first time when she joined the Friends. So it's, what do they say about Montana? It's the smallest or the biggest small town, something like that. So I've been with the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness since about mid-2019. I started as the Lincoln County Outreach Coordinator, and I have moved over to the Summer Programs Coordinator with the Friends, and that's more of a running the trail projects, our stewardship program throughout the summer, and I'll be talking about summer hikes that we have over the rest of the summer, and our Trail Ambassador program I'm coordinating as well.
All right, so lots that you're both doing. I think it would be interesting to find out about the summer hikes schedule.
Yes.
What's going on? There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there are 16 that we had scheduled for the entirety of the summer, six of which have already passed since the beginning of May, but we still have 10 scheduled for the rest of the season. And I do want to talk about some specific ones. We have our Family Fun in the Forest, and the Family Fun in the Forest that we have events that we've partnered with Sandpoint Parks and Recreation to host at Lakeview Park in Sandpoint. And we just had our first one on last Sunday, the other Sunday on the 13th of June. And we have a series of hikes that are associated with those events. So the events, outdoor education themed, we have Map and Compass, we have Animal Adaptation, we have Tree ID down in the Arboretum there. It's a really great spot. And then we also have some first aid education as well. So the hikes that we have for that, the first one is on July 7th. It's a wildflower walk on Blacktail Creek Trail. And our communications coordinator, Kelsey Maxwell, is going to be leading that. Blacktail is one of my favorite. I love, as soon as you start out right past the sign there, there's a little creek crossing, and it immediately feels like you've passed into some magical world. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of lovely wildflowers to go see on that one. And then I'll be leading one on Friday, July 9th, up Ross Creek Cedars, which is one of my favorite places to go. I lived in Troy for a while and tried to get up to the Cedars as much as possible. So I'll be talking about the old growth forest there, why it's such a special place, and how those trees got to be so massive. So again, that's Friday, July 9th. And then we have,
hang on a second. I just have to put in a plug for Ross Creek Cedars. Talk about a magical place. If any of the listeners haven't been there and done that one, it would be a wonderful opportunity. I just love that hike. And I do want to ask you about the Blacktail hike. Where is that? Is that out toward the Ross Creek Cedars? I guess I don't know.
Yeah. So it's well hidden. I will say that the first time I went up there, I got lost trying to find it. I hit it up the wrong drainage. But it is between Heron and Noxon before you get to the Highway 56 turnoff.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a gorgeous little spot. I love telling folks from Sandpoint about all the great ways to enter the Scotchman's from the east side. So along that Highway 56 entryway.
Okay, good to know. And please continue on. I was just wondering where that one was.
Yeah, it's definitely a hidden gem. So the other ones I want to talk about, another Family Fun in the Forest hike on Tuesday, August 10th. That's going to be on Pillock Ridge, another east side of the Scotchman's adventure. That's going to be a huckleberry hike. So it may be rescheduled depending on what the huckleberries do. If it's an early season, we might bump it up. But you can sign up for all of these on our website, scotchmanpeaks.org. And we'll let you know if the dates change on that one. But for now, it's Tuesday, August 10th.
Yay, huckleberries and Friends of Scotchman Peak and a little education. I don't know what would be more fun than that.
It's wonderful to see so many hikes, especially as we've been hearing so much, and Julie and I have interviewed a number of guests over the last year about the explosion of interest in our public lands, particularly amongst hikers, both new to the area and those who might be new to the sport. Too early to tell, but is that trend continuing, Henry?
It most certainly is. I mean, we've been hearing from folks at the Forest Service that, you know, usage since COVID has just gone up 2-3 times what it was prior. And that trend has just really continued. So that's part of why we wanted to gear this summer hike season more towards education for folks that may not have spent a whole lot of time outdoors and are experiencing it for the first time and really want to know what that flower is, or where some good spots to go out and pick huckleberries are, or why is that tree so big? So hopefully these events can help not just, you know, families, but folks that are outside, going outside for the first time.
And I know one way the Forest Service is measuring it, the registration cards are notoriously inaccurate because they might be missing, people might not fill them out, but how many times they have to pump the vault toilets at trailheads each summer, and huge spike last year. And so I suspect we'll see how many times aseptic has to go out to the Scotchman Peaks trailhead.
Yep, we've got a couple of Portageons there for folks as well. So.
Yeah, very good. And that's important for a family-friendly type of day. And just a question or two more about that. Are they relatively easy hikes? They're, I imagine they're not all day.
Yes, that's a great question. So the Scotchman Peaks are notoriously difficult country to go hike in and bushwhack through, but we've specifically tailored these hikes to be easy for the whole family. Blacktail Creek, it's a short little hike, and you get a little bit of elevation gain for sure, but it's definitely short. If you're looking for something a little more flat, the Ross Creek Cedars really is the perfect hike for that, that July 9th hike.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, interesting summer hikes to come, and really sound like fun ones and locations people might not get to every day. So I think that's exciting, and hopefully they'll be successful for you all. And I see another interesting topic, and that is trail projects. Let's hear about them.
Yeah, so again, just like our hike series, the trail project season is in full swing. We have had 7 projects so far. In those projects, we have cleared Scotchman Peak all the way to the summit of downed trees from the winter. We had about 30 trees down. We've cleared the Blacktail Creek Trail, the one I was just mentioning, along the Clark Fork. And we have also adopted Star Peak, which is another trail just past Heron near Big Eddy Campground. There's a gorgeous old historic lookout at the top of Star Peak, and we're chipping our way at it. There are quite a few trees down, but we should have that one cleared up by the end of June. So we've also improved the trail on Goat Mountain. If folks have ever been or tried to go up Goat Mountain, they know that it just has this unrelenting, steep, straight up the mountain trail, and we are trying to reroute it to add a few switchbacks to make it a little more accessible. So that's what we've done so far. We also have 12 dates left for the rest of the season. And I do want to plug a few of our most interesting ones as well. We have a couple of overnight trips. The first one is up Star in Napoleon Gulch. So that's on the east side of the Scotchmans again. And that's Friday and Saturday, July 16th through 17th. So it's also kind of a choose your own trail project, because if you just want to come out for the 16th or you just want to come out for the 17th on that Saturday, you're welcome to come do that as well. We also have another overnight trip on August 21st through 22nd. That's a Saturday, Sunday, if the weekend works better for you. That's up Morris Creek. And again, you can choose just to come up for that Saturday or come up for just the Sunday.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to plan things. Not everyone has their entire weekend to volunteer, and it's nice that you can be so flexible.
And not everybody likes to pick up a trail tool. Let's face it, Pulaskis are heavy and cumbersome, but some people just like to hike up the peak and talk to others, and there's a place for them, Henry, right?
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I think that one of the, you know, obviously our big goal is to get a lot of these trails cleared and make sure they're accessible and open for folks. But the thing that over and over again, volunteers, when they come back from a trail project, it's really the camaraderie, it's the beautiful views, it's just the fun that we've had going out, digging in the dirt and making really lasting relationships. So that's one of my favorite parts about our stewardship program.
So one of the interesting programs that the Friends runs is the Trail Steward or Goat Ambassador program. Tell us a little bit about how that's going and the impact it's been having.
Yeah, so it's actually a combination of what you just said. It's our Trail Ambassador program. We used to call it our Goat Ambassador program. We kind of switch back and forth between the two, but it's our Trail Ambassador program. And it began in 2016 after a few incidents in 2015. We had on Scotchman Peak, we had a mountain goat that one that bit a woman who was trying to kind of move away from a goat who wanted to lick the salt off of her skin. Those mountain goats, we like to say they're addicted to salt, and they overcome that instinctual fear of humans to get to that salt. And so this woman was trying, she was doing the right thing, trying to get away, and the goat bit her, and it was not a good thing. And we also had that same year, a man had a goat that came up and gored his leg with its horns. And the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, as well as the Forest Service, decided to shut down the trail. So we partnered with both of those groups and developed this Trail Ambassador program to help educate the public about safely interacting with goats and trying to keep the trails open, human safe, and the goats safe. All three of those objectives are sort of the goals. And we do that by having folks sign up to go hike Scotchman Peak over the weekend. We have folks going out every single weekend throughout the summer and really just kind of talking to folks, educating people about the goats that are up there and giving them some specific advice on how to stay safe.
Yeah, and such is the nature of our hybrid community conversations at this time that we're recording before, of course, Tuesday. And not only I will be a trail ambassador this coming weekend, which will have already come and gone by the time this interview is played, but so is Amy, as I understand it. Amy, are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am really excited to get up on Scotchman. I have been up one other time last summer, but I think it'll be so interesting to talk with people about animal safety up there and ensure that we all create space for the wild animals. So looking forward to it.
Yes. Are you planning to make it all the way up, Amy? I'm going to go for it and try to make it.
I'm planning on it. We'll see what happens. We'll see how the weather is and how many people are there and etc. Yeah,
that's right.
We should try to get some feedback and have the show host Tuesday. If that's you, Julie, maybe you can report on it.
It will be me, Phil. So I will report at either the beginning or the end of the interview. Fingers crossed that we have fun times. I think we will.
Great. Yeah. I do want to add if any listeners are interested in being a Goat Ambassador and emulating Amy and Julie, we have a couple dates open still on the weekends. We have the 26th of June, this upcoming Saturday. And then we also, every year, we struggle to find folks that want to hike up on the weekend of the 4th of July. But this Saturday, the July 3rd and Sunday, July 4th are still open. And that's one of the days that we have the most folks. I know, Phil, you were up last year, and I can't remember how many folks you saw.
I've been up on the July 4th weekend at least twice out of the last 3 years, and there's always a lot of people. And last year were record numbers, and the day we went up, and it was pretty steady through most of the weekends in July, I think, at about 140 people.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people come from out of town for festivities on the 4th and decide that it's a perfect time to go hiking. And of course, if it's a nice day, that'll influence it too. But be safe up at top. 140 is a lot of people. I was going to say it sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But of course, it's spread out over a long day. We go slow and talk to a lot of folks. And if you're hiking at an average pace, you won't see quite so many.
Yeah, very good. Well, we've talked about things that are happening within the Scotchman Peaks wilderness and projects, hikes, ambassadorships, but there are other things that are going on, and some of them are events. So I would like for one of you to tell us about upcoming events?
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about a few events that we have coming up near Sandpoint first. So in the middle of August, the 18th specifically, we will be having a benefit at the 219 Lounge, and there should be music there. There will be dancing. This will be a really fun event. And a portion of the proceeds from that event will go to the Friends, so keep that on your radar. Also, our annual State of the Scotchman's event will be held this year in the fall. So this is a move from the spring when it's typically held, so make sure that you pay attention to that. This will be October 9th, and this is our annual event, and we provide updates about our progress and also our plans. So this is a really big, fun deal to attend. And should I talk about what's happening in Montana now or something else?
I think you could shift to Montana, but I'll just toss in with people. I think most of our listeners know I'm affiliated with the Friends of the Scotchman Peaks, and the State of the Scotchman's is always so much fun because we get to recognize some of our outstanding volunteers, and the outstanding volunteer of the year gets what we endearingly call the Old Goat Award. And I think just from early observations, there's going to be a number of people vying for it this season. So if you're listening and haven't volunteered yet, it is not too late to put in a bunch of volunteer days and get your name in the hat to be the next Old Goat.
Lots of great volunteers this year, definitely on a lot of our trail stewardship projects for sure.
Yeah. All right. And then on to the Montana events, please, Amy.
All right, great. Montana events. I'm so excited to become more part of these communities here in Lincoln and Sanders County in particular. So a couple of major events I want to draw our attention to. First is the Huckleberry Festival. It's the 41st year of this festival, so this has been going on for some time, and it's held in Trout Creek, the community of Trout Creek. And Huckleberry is right there in the name. Trout Creek someone told me yesterday it's the largest production of huckleberries in the nation. I don't know, that's pretty impressive though, just to be known for that. So this is a great event that's been going on for a while. There are helicopter rides, horseshoe tournaments, pie eating contests. It's just, there's a lot going on. So that's a good one to pay attention to. It's August 14th and 15th this year. Also, we have the 7th Kootenai Harvest Festival. This is in Libby, and this lands on September 18th this year. This is an event planned and hosted entirely by volunteers of the community. It's really based on local foods, local live music, kids activities, and demonstrations. It's held at the Riverfront Park. And then lastly, we have a new event this summer. Well, moving into fall, this will be September 24th. It's the Forest Fair hosted by the Kootenai Forest Stakeholders Coalition. And this is also at Riverfront Park. And I just think this will be a really cool, unique event. It's the first time that we're hosting it. And you will have an opportunity to talk with forest rangers and bear biologists directly. So you can have conversations with some of these people who are out there working in the woods. And there will also be a lot of information on local trails and plants. Of course, free beer for those of you who can partake. So that's kind of a perk if you're into that. Prizes, grilled cheeses, and kids activities. So I think these three events happening in the Libby and Sanders County area will be really fun, and you should be there if you can.
Yeah, they all sound fun.
It does. So much fun coming up.
Those do sound fun. I suppose Those pies are going to be huckleberry pies in the pie eating contest. One would.
Did you say helicopter rides too, Amy?
I did say helicopter rides. Are you interested in that?
I am very interested in that. I don't typically go to a festival and expect to have a helicopter ride, but.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to be part of the. I'd like to see you in the talent show, honestly. I don't know what you would choose, but that'd be fun.
I don't know either. We'll see. Maybe I'll do some singing or something.
Well, these are really interesting events and great events that you'll be at in order to support Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. And they also sound like a fun way to get to know the communities that they'll be taking place in. So nice, nicely done. Just in case folks would need to be able to find Friends of Scotchman Peaks, tell us more about how we can find out information either about the projects, the hikes, trail ambassadorship, and these events. What's the best way for folks to learn more?
So the best way is to go to our website. It's scotchmanpeaks.org, scotchmanpeaks.org. And if you go to our hikes and events schedule, everything we do will be on there. So from that page, you can sign up for a hike. You can sign up for a trail project day. And you can see our events that are coming up. So that's the best place to go. We're also on Facebook, Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. If you type that into Facebook and to Instagram, if you want to interact with us on social media, we love to have followers there. So that's how you can get in touch with us.
Yeah, very good. Hey, you guys, I think there's something you left out about Trail Ambassador Program. And I don't know if this is true of the other programs, but I was issued a standard hat and shirt for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, and that's a highly coveted item around town. I'm excited to be wearing it.
Yep, you can only get the volunteer hat by volunteering for something, and you can only get the trail ambassador shirt by becoming a trail ambassador.
Well, I've got.
I had a volunteer from Havre, Montana, who comes out to work every year on our trail projects. And he said that hat has gotten more compliments in Montana, but people that don't even know in Eastern Montana that don't even know where the Scotchmans are, they love that hat. So,
well, as we come towards the end of the show, there is one more thing, Julie, that we haven't asked Amy, and I'll just set it up with this, that Amy had the opportunity to spend a summer at the Spotted Bear Lookout and the Bob Marshall, the most remote forest fire lookout in the lower 48 several years ago. And she has written a book of poetry, and maybe we could call on her to read one of her poems for us before we go.
What do you think, Amy? Will you do it for us?
Yeah, I will. This poem is called I Got to Use This Pen. Hiked 67 miles over two mountain passes. A grizz snarled loud, bolted off into the brush. It stood across the White River, at least 10 feet tall, no joke. Slept in a mule shed huddled between two bales of hay and three propane tanks. Listened to the flutes at Indian Point all night long, really all night. In the morning, pulled on two wet socks, stuck them in two wet boots, ate half of a granola bar the mice had left. Got lost on Acorn Creek. Got found on Acorn Creek. Said hallelujah to the void. I once was lost, but then I got to Pearl Basin. Then I got to Jumbo Mountain. Then I got to use this pen.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Well, I can't think of a finer way to close out. Any final thoughts from Henry, Amy, Julie?
No, I think that covers everything I came to say.
Well, I would just say for those listening, support all your local trail organizations. The Friends cover trails in the Scotchman Peaks. Idaho Trails Association covers the state. And for our listeners, most importantly, much of North Idaho. And the Ponderay Peddlers have taken on a large number of trails in our local area to benefit the mountain biking community. Other trail organizations are active more regionally. And if you belong to one or are interested in one, go out and support them this summer. We do have this increasing need for maintaining and clearing trails, especially with some of the wild, erratic wind weather we've had in the last year. And with that, we'd like to thank Amy Pearson and Henry Jordan from the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for joining us today. As always, if you're just tuning in and heard the last bit of the show and want to hear it all, it will be available as a podcast later on, probably this day, certainly this week. We record all of them that way. And keep staying tuned while we continue to record these important local voices. And hopefully we look to the future, Julie, when not too long from now, we can be back in the studio with live guests. But for now, we're delighted to bring these recordings to bear. So thank you all. Thank you, Henry. Amy.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Julie, we'll look forward to next week.
To next week.